vibe to it. Yeah, it feels like by summer cruise, I don't mean like cruise ship. I mean like, you know, you're going down the highway with the windows open and
yeah, like on some Nate Dogg shit.
Yeah, it gives you that feel good summer vibe. But it's about some real shit, and it also it's a song that'll put things into perspective to you because he talks about, you know, his own life and his own struggles. And then after that, we're gonna play just a song that's like indicative of Isaiah's success and his, you know, come up, because Kendrick Lamar is somebody that Isaiah Rashad looks up to, and he ended up collaborating with Kendrick Lamar on a track called What's Wrong off his latest album, that is Isaiah's latest album, The Sun's Tirade. So we're going to play that right after. So coming up, we got two tracks by Isaiah Rashad, Heavenly Father and What's Wrong, featuring Zachary and Kendrick Lamar. So let's check it out. You're listening to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM.
Now everybody telling me a lie, Lord, they give me something for my soul. See, I don't wanna think of suicide, so please don't take the locky on my door. See, I've been tired of fucking all these girls, and I've been tired of spending all my dough. And if I get my story to the world, I wonder if they book me for a show. See, you can't handle pressure on your own, so why you carry boulder by yourself? The story, story, tell it wrong, and glorify the horror and the wealth. Now mama come and tell me, come me home, and I just need some guidance in my steps. I know I'm not the only one alone, I know I'm not the only one that felt. Praying and I make it 25. Davey called the doctor for my health. And know it's kinda hard to say the drugs, cause I've been having problems with myself. And I've been asking questions, what is love? And they don't give me answers, just a check. And they don't know my issues as a child, cause I was busy cutting on myself. And hanging from the playground wasn't wrong, until you got a rope on your neck. And I've been losing more than just my mind, gathering wisdom for self-respect. And daddy, why you coming, why you drunk? And why you never let me when I need it? And I don't wanna be like you no more, and I've been trying to cope, I'm getting weak. I smoke too much, the problems of a 20-something. I drink too often, this liquor pouring from the faucet. You would assume for following the tunes that I'm doomed to die young. Addicted to dry plump, these bitches ain't shit, and pussy is my greatest vice. I love smoking weed, I hate advice. I know some niggas that talk good, the wise men from a long line of bitch made and bridesmen. You never had nothing but fucking dreams, you just caught up in the hype. The fashion is so it seems, the limelight. I know that I rhyme tight, no need for your 2 cents and burning your blueprints. These people think I really give a fuck about the shit they give a fuck about. Just need a moment of silence, just close your fucking mouth. Infatuated with violence, gun in my fucking mouth. So you don't know that I'm serious, know what I'm talking about. Like, you got punchlines for days, it's so generic, you flow, you too cold, you A's. Like, you got punchlines for days, it's so generic, you flow, you too cold, you A's. Yeah, and I'm so misrepresented by niggas that claim trill and they souls was never in it. Like, yeah. And I'm so misrepresented by niggas that claim trill, they souls was never in it. Like.
You gon' miss a nigga, twist it with him, fist it, ism. See your bitch might kiss a nigga, witch a nigga, get specific. Big ass pot, wrist is missing, yo, listen shit it, yo, if it isn't, this cause some titties and scar your face. The wrong of wrongs has caught a case. All of niggas then mob like Carter say. From far away, all my niggas like, calm down. Love a life above a reason, just can't find it. Like a dozen people catch that vibe at night and by the witness, get too tired to write and die in prison. Felt like robbed tonight. Lost my God tonight.
Sometimes I get so out of myself, man. Feel like I'm running in circles. I'm just holding on to my breath. I need
smoke just to
end. Oh, I get so out of myself, but I
make it out somehow.
So roll another one, roll another one, nothing but it. How many soul do you touch a day? How many hoe do you fuck a day? How many flow do your thought convey? How many know you can't walk away? Depending on the way I feel, I might kill everybody around me. Might heal everybody around me. How the wind blow, open your window. Let the debris in, never let me in. Night kick back with kick though. Maybe if I could live, honey, yeah, that'd be real. Pay me if I'ma be rhyming these, I'm a nym. Crazy, my other show went to my mama nym. My daddy said a Mercedes at haunted him. But I ain't got one. I'm riding shotgun with a three-piece chicken dinner and shotgun. I bring your weekend to an end and then pop one. I'm on the deep end, boss, nigga, you're not one. And I believe in Kool-Aid and Godson. Do you believe that black man is our son? I made enough residuals to hide some. I gave enough, my niggas know I devise some. I told Zay I'm the best rapper since 25. Been like that for a while now, I'm 29.
Any nigga that disagrees is a fucking lie.
Part of me see my alter ego with Gemini. Him and I've been around ever since Reagan would criticize. Might stay in the Trump Tower for 1 week. Spray paint all the walls. Smoke weed, fuck them and fuck y'all and fuck me. I proceed my last check and proceeds to all the keys, the hood, the bricks, the books, to fix the blocks we own, to right my wrong, the word, the give, the life I live as I get.
So out of myself.
Forgive me, love me for the moment. Hug me like your sibling. We ain't that important. Vice cops in the kitchen. Grew with Apollonia. Rob was making chicken. Beat me down, you beat me down. Reorganize my face. Now when I go home, I don't know where my fam gon' stay. Say it ain't luck, cause you brought flowers just a day. Thoughts was always cheat, but now let's talk about me. Lately I've been doming, this ain't going how I want it. When I pull up at your window, bitch, come out, you hit it, BBB. Faithful as your EBT, closer than your mama can. Anger when you bring up, I'm a dog, but I'm gon' call again. Freak me out, keep me out, why they always leave me out? Niggas that been hatin', just can't wait to have my CD now. Don't we look like CP and Nirvana on that, keep me pound. Please be down, I've been more than late.
Myself, feel like I'm running in circles.
Oh, and I'm just holding on to my breath. I need
tell you this story, man. A few years ago, I gave my pops Sylvia demo. And my pops said, he listened to it for about a week, came back to me, said, Dave boy, what? They talking about he gonna run up in somebody's house.
All right, so that was What's Wrong that you just heard by Isaiah Rashad, Zachary, and Kendrick Lamar. We also played right before that another Isaiah Rashad song, one of my favorites of all time, Heavenly Father. That was the one that had a bit more of a summertime vibe to it. But yet again, like I said, it had some real lyrics about some real issues that poor Isaiah be struggling with. So, you know, sometimes the most real music is the songs that kind of sound upbeat but are just about that real issues. And they entice you with the nice upbeat sound and the nice upbeat tempo and melody that, like, sounds like it, you could just relax to it. But it's like, if you actually listen, and sometimes you do after, like, hearing the song so many times, you actually start to listen to it and you're like, oh, snap.
Yeah, totally. And, like, you know, people listen to music in different ways, right? Like, people can sometimes you want to hear that lyrical depth, and obviously lyrical depth is important. But often people just kind of want something that sounds good too, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to do both and really hit it, that's like a really, really tough skill.
Yeah. Tell me about it, man. Tell me about it. As somebody who's aware of, you know, kind of like trying to create music, like with my band Class Act, we find it so hard to try and make tracks that are, you know, like that have got that catchy hook, you know, that have got the catchy hook. And my buddy Connor, especially, he's always trying to come up with like really deep lyrics. But it's like, but at the same time, you got to have like a catchy hook that will keep people listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one of the hardest things to do. Writing hooks or choruses is like one of the hardest things. And so even like the people who make pop music, I mean, yeah, sometimes pop music sounds like it's really simple, like dead simple. But you're like, but wait a minute, it took some skill to figure out the right combination, the right ingredients to even come up with that simple, silly chorus line that might sound simple and silly, but it was like, holy crap, no, that probably took some, you know, man hours, woman hours, whatever. It took a lot of time to actually make that, craft that. But yeah, so on this train of music that helps you get through, you know, the bullshit of life, whether it be work bullshit or school bullshit, you know, all kinds of tedious bullshit that gets in our way, prevents us from having fun. I gotta say, like, Future is not somebody who I'm typically a fan of, but his song Mask Off has one of the most insanely cool samples I've ever heard. And the song itself is really just about Future being like, you know, he's taken off the mask of, you know, fame and celebrity, and just he's showing himself is the real true self. That's really what the song is about. And, you know, the real true self is not something that everybody wants to see necessarily, but it's who you really are. And I think that, like, when you're going through the bullshit of life, that theme of, you know, taking the mask off of whatever it is that, you know, that's bugging you, and just kind of like looking at it as what it really is about, or like looking at yourself and being like, you know what, like, I can do this, you know, I can freaking do this, because when I take this mask off of like, oh man, you know, I'm a polite motherfucker. No, sometimes you just gotta take the mask off and be like, no, I'm a determined and, you know, real hardworking, you know, good person who can get this shit done.
Damn right.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it other than that, but so I let Future say it in the song Mask Off, and you can take a listen and decide for yourselves. Hopefully it'll help you get through some tough times that are coming up. So we got Mask Off with Future, and then we'll have a few you know, PSAs and CITR, you know, promos to play after that, and then we'll come right back to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. Cheer.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise you, swag. I'm there, Yo. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Percocet.
rep the set. Yeah. Gotta rep the set. Gang, gang. Chase a chick. Chase. Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Mask on. Fuck it, mask on.
Mask, bitch.
Mask on. Go. Fuck it, mask on.
Mask on.
Percocet.
Set.
Miley Percocet.
Percocet.
Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Two cups. Toast out with the gang.
Gang, gang.
From full stops to a whole nother domain.
Got it.
Out the bottle.
Yeah.
I'm a living proof.
Super.
Ain't compromising, half a million on the coupe.
Gang, gang.
Drug houses,
wow.
Looking like Peru.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Graduated,
crazy.
I was overdue.
I'ma do
pink Miley.
Miley.
I can barely move.
Barely move.
Ask about me.
About me.
I'm gonna bust a move.
Yeah, I'm Pluto.
Red James. 33 chains.
33.
Ocean now.
Damn.
Cruising Biscayne.
Hit fire.
Top off.
Yeah.
That's a liability.
Big fire.
Hit the gas.
Gas.
Boosting my adrenaline.
Big fire.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fire.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fire.
Rep the set.
Yeah.
Gotta rep the set.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick.
Chase. Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Big fire.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Big fire.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Big fire.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet,
big fun.
Chase a chick,
chase yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitches.
Photo Maybach,
photo.
I drive anything.
Yeah.
Buy my reins,
yeah.
Make them go insane.
Yeah.
My guillotine. Drink promethazine,
drink promethazine.
Taking beams,
yeah.
Go to those extremes,
let's go, let's go.
Parliament,
Parliament.
Calamari wins,
yeah.
Parlay in Vegas, we was in attendance.
Let's go, let's go.
Before the business,
yeah.
Theodore lenses,
Theodore.
More prescriptions,
yeah.
Focus on the mission,
put my foot.
Intermission,
hold on.
Never take a break,
we can't pull on.
Switch states,
switch.
Touchdown foreign plates.
Switch,
ain't no way, ain't no fucking way.
No,
we come to play. We didn't come to play.
No,
rock the bank. We gon' rock the game.
Again,
they gang, we gang.
Gang.
But they are not the same.
We bang.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fire.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fire.
Rep the set.
Yeah.
Gotta rep the set.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Big
no
fire.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Big fire.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Big fire.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big fire.
Chase a chick.
Chase. Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Big
no
fire.
Mask on. Fuck it. Mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Cash gone, never nod, huh?
Belsur by Michel Tremblay, translated into English by Bill Glasgow and John Van Buren. Raucous.
Realistic.
Women.
Set in 1965 against the backdrop of Quebec's quiet revolution, 15 women tell their story as lurking resentments ignite against Germain, the lucky winner of 1 million Gold Star tickets.
Reimagined by MFA director Diane Brown and choreographed by Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg, Les Belsur ends our theater season with a foot-stomping bang.
Running March 16th to April 1st. Curtain at 7:30 in the Frederick Wood Theater. Student tickets only $11.50. Tickets available at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
This stupid, rotten life.
The Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017 presents Baltimore-based pedal steel guitarist Susan Alcorn, LA-based drummer-percussionist Ted Burns, and Portland-Vancouver-based saxophonist, flautist, and clarinetist John Gross, in concert with an amazing lineup of local musicians. Come see and take part in the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017, Thursday, March 23rd at the China Cloud, Friday, March 24th, and Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front. Additionally, there will be a public workshop on Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front with dancer Barbara Bourget and bassist Torsten Moeller. Ticket information can be found at vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
All right, folks, we're back right here on Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. So you're joined by me, Rohit Joseph, your host, and co-hosting today, the lovely John Woodside, who...
Lovely, I love it.
I why not, man? Why can't another man call another man lovely?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. People almost never call me that.
So, I mean, well, especially for coming through and keeping me company today. The theme of today's show, as you might have heard before, is songs that can get you through some bullshit, whether it be tedious, whether it be, you know, just that the studies, the projects, the deadlines, whatever it be. Taxes. It's goddamn tax season. I still need to get my taxes in order. Fuck. Yeah, I know it's...
Yeah, same.
That shit is approaching. That shit is approaching. The deadline is coming quick. So we need some songs that can get us through this. John Woodside.
Man.
What? What can help me?
Some John Wayne is going to help you. That's what
happened. Wait, wait. Like the actor?
Some music. Oh.
Like, so. I thought he dead, John.
Ooh.
You're confusing me.
Ooh.
Tell us. Who is this John Wayne, the rapper?
So let me tell you a fun fact about John Wayne the rapper.
Okay.
His real name's John Wayne.
Oh, okay. So he can claim it.
He can claim it. And if anything, as he points out on one of his mixtapes, the actor John Wayne, his real name's Marion Manson.
Oh, so you're telling me the real John Wayne is actually a fake John Wayne?
I think so. So I think you can make the argument that that John Wayne wasn't the legit one. This rapper John Wayne is.
But is that what Mr. Rapper John Wayne is implying?
I think that's exactly what he's implying, and I'm and I'm falling for it like hook, line, and sinker.
Well, he must be pretty damn good to say some shit like that, John.
So, like, I've seen John Wayne live, right? A couple years ago. So he signed to Stone's Throw Records,
okay.
Right?
And for folks who don't know, why is Stone's Throw Records a big deal? Why are you saying it like we should know it?
So Stone's Throw Records. Is just a legendary hip-hop label. There's lots of big ones, but Stone's Throw is who had signed J Dilla. Mad Villainy came out on Stone's Throw. Madlib was holding it down for a long time. And Peanut Butter Wolf, who is the founder of it and runs the label, has just been signing some of the coolest acts out there right now.
Yeah.
John Wayne being one of them.
Sweet.
Knowledge, who produced on To Pimp a Butterfly and had that album... this past fall with Anderson .Paak, that was that No Worries project, the Anderson .Paak collaboration, that was a Stone's Throw project. So Stone's Throw is just this killer good label. And anyway, a couple years ago they had a documentary called Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton. They were touring for it, and at this show the lineup here was Knowledge starting, then John Wayne, who's sick, then J-Rock, who is like maybe one of the best DJs on the planet. He's incredible, incredibly amazing. And then Peanut Butter Wolf, founder of the whole thing, capped the show off. So it was like an incredible show, incredible set, but John Wayne killed it. Like I've never heard anyone just command a room like this guy.
Yeah.
It was amazing. He had incredible stage presence. He rapped his own stuff. And just for fun, he rapped Barry Bonds, like the Kanye track off of Graduation. He's like...
That's not a track that I would necessarily know. I mean, not many people would know off the top, you know, from Kanye.
Yeah.
I wonder why he chose that one.
Right. To just like come in off of his own track.
Yeah.
And then just hit you with, and here's another hit, Barry Bonds. And like, just like rap and like go for it. But like
pull
kill
it off.
Yeah. But like kill it. It was amazing.
Damn. Yeah.
So this latest album of his... Rap Album 2, I think it's called.
Not very creative with the names of his albums, is he?
No, he's got
Rap Album 2. For real, dog?
For real. He calls this thing Rap Album 2. And, you know, he had a Rap Album 1 as well, so.
I think we figured that out.
He's like done like cassette stuff that he calls cassette. he's a producer, too. Produced this whole album of beats, of like video game beats, called it Bowser. Cause like
that's kind of, well, that's sick. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's okay. Maybe I'm being but yeah, you get he's not good with the titles usually. But rap album too, he delivers what he promises, and the whole album's about getting through some shit. So it's actually perfect for this. Yeah.
What kind of shit?
Professional shit, personal stuff. Mm. There's been a lot of struggle in the industry with him, I think, right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, people who have heard him know he's dope.
Yeah.
But he's not broken through into the mainstream. Like, nobody, I think, outside of, like, you know, people who are really into hip-hop or have friends who are really into hip-hop and, like, make it a point to show, hey, this guy's dope. Like, how many do you think, like, does he want to break into the mainstream?
Either? I don't know. On this album, I don't know if it's on this song. I kind of forget. But on this album, he definitely, like, makes reference to everyone's trying to get me to do, you know, to put a hook on my track. And, like... why can't I just do a track?
So it goes back to what we were just talking about.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's really tough to make a goddamn hook, but, like, fair enough. If you just want to do bars, you should be able to do bars. You should be in your right
to do bars. And even with this album, he's on record talking about how he wishes he didn't even have to divide it into tracks. Mm. Like, he just kind of wishes it was just, like, one, you know, 40, 50-minute project, however long it is, and just one thing. That's what he wanted.
Well, what's the track that you'd like us to hear tonight?
The track I'd like you to hear is the starting track. It's the very first track of this album. I don't want to spoil anything. And it's called TED Talk. And it's... And
those conferences, right? With, like, the bougie, the elites coming together and talking. Like, what does it actually reference that?
Well, he's basically putting on a TED Talk. Like, he is going to deliver here with his rhymes, right? Like,
I get it. Okay, that sounds interesting, John.
Yeah, so, like, just, like, tune into the flow. Like, he's killing it.
All right, on that note of tune into the flow, let's put it on. John Wayne TED Talk off his album, which is impeccably named Rap Album 2. So John Wayne TED Talk coming right up here on Soul Sandwich 101.9 FM. This is CITR.
You never seen a man so calm in your life. They afraid of this might. And I got the type of mind to grind into that white light. I rock the mic inside the China shop and spit that bullshit. This ain't no bullshit. It's eating past after the stomach full shit. No eating ass, no groceries. I ate at restaurants. They served me well since I'm a baby of the cunt renaissance. You may recall my marvelous reconnaissance. I never forget, like elephants on 4chan. Remember, I'm a poor man, but got a fucking kingdom up in here where the beer flows like me and seated without a peer. See, I had it up to here. All these doubters in my ear trying to tell me I don't have the whole world up on my spear. I Van Gogh 'em, pretend I don't know 'em. Too busy showboating the roast 'em, the flames floating. No joke, see my quotes remain potent. Even in the casket, I'll be one to close it. I'm a poet and I know it. See, I could do some good, but these demons in my ear make me feel misunderstood. Lord knows my intentions are hood, and I rub it in a little bit more than I should. But what would you do if you were great and you knew it? I put up a page, I get in my range. I open up a vein and let a river run through it. You call it music. That's close enough.
I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. Guaranteed to rock the mic. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. Then take a pause.
I get my dinner on from intercom psalms. I'd scratch an itch and in a palm. Give a TED talk about shitting on them and spitting on and on. They wonder what arithmetic I'm riffing on. They wonder what this written on. Since when he get his Merv Griffin on? I wonder who I'm pissing off. Bump missives in the whip. Run crystals for the glisten. Dump crystal on the sink up in the kitchen. I run missiles in my whistler. Children from my pisser when these women call me Mr. J. Know I came to slay like a gay man, shade like a Ray-Ban. You know I'm here to stay. You can find me round the way like a waistband. Writing about my stay on some how to be a man when you hate man. L.A., the home of human spray tan. Heard it from the grapevine in that gray van with many a great band. I give a damn on some friendly, my dear. Whoever made me had some great ideas. My parents built me, yeah, I'm straight IKEA. Had this voice to God since I was 5 feet, drinking wine, eating divine Peter, kissing that cross. Now they kissing my crosshairs when I rap on beats that sound like a video game boss layer shit. In my pauses, I hear Ric Flair tripping. Yeah, my quips could carry trips like some Big Bear visions. Yeah, these words are so sharp, I give some thin air stitches. Got a hole in space time where I state my business.
I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. Guaranteed to rock the mic. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. I want you till my voice is hoarse. Then take a pause. And you know, of course.
Wow. That was John Wayne with the track right off the top of his album, Rap Album 2. And the track is called TED Talk.
It was damn. Hell of a TED Talk, right?
Damn. Damn, that was just... Like, I wish more TED Talks were just bars.
Yes.
The guy just threw down bars upon bars and, like, oh, some of those lines. You just recited one of them, like, as soon as it... Like, we both had, like, felt the impact of that. Give us a taste of that, John.
So I fell back in my chair there. It was 100% even something like... Even when I'm in the casket, I'm the one to close it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sick.
I just got the lyrics pulled up here because as soon as we heard this was dope. Too busy showboating to roast them. The flames floating. No jokes. See my quotes remain potent. Even in the casket, I'll be one to close it. I'm a poet and I know it. See, I could do some good. Oh my god, man! He just like
just keeps going.
He just keeps going from there. Oh my god, that was. Thank you for that, John. That would get me through some bullshit. After hearing that, I'd just be amped up to do whatever it is I'm doing or get through it, you know?
Yo, that whole album takes you through.
God damn. And now for something completely different. Okay, yeah. So we were trying to find out a track that maybe is like not too much of a big hit, but at the same time... We got to give some love to the Canadians who be doing well out here. You know, we try to avoid playing any hits at all. But this guy, Drake.
Yep.
More Life, a playlist. That's what he calls this. It's not an album. It's a playlist. So, John, what do you know of this More Life playlist?
I haven't. So I've tried to listen to it. I've gotten through most of it, I'd say.
You're a Torontonian, by the way.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah.
So all things considered, you should be the one to be like.
Oh. I really should, right?
But it's your duty, right?
Right.
I mean, I remember when I went to Toronto, like there was fucking Drake blasting out of car windows, mm-hmm. out of restaurants. Like, the city really does show a lot of love for this guy.
Oh yeah, totally.
I mean, so okay.
So
playlist.
Right.
More Life. What is it like?
Okay, so I think what's going on here is that it's essentially a B-sides album. That's what I think is going on here. But it's a collection of tracks. And I guess why not put it out? But that's totally why he's calling it a playlist, not an album, I think. To kind of be like, hey, it's just a playlist.
It's not my most,
you know?
Polished best, but I think it's still dope enough for me to pull this out. Like, I mean, you know what? Like... Props to the guy, though. Like, he's just like, I'll call it a play. I mean, I also thought, yeah, man, come on, that's some bullshit. That's just a way of, like, basically saying, like, you're not confident of calling this an album. Like, to me, saying an album means, like, this is my work. This is a statement I'm putting out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, arguably, he's making a statement by trying to start this whole trend of playlists. And, I mean, I think a lot of us nowadays, especially the millennial generation, perhaps, or anybody younger... are, you know, obsessed with playlists.
Yeah.
We like creating, you know, these... I mean, what used to be back in the day, you do with cassettes or CDs, mixtapes or mix CDs. You now do it digitally online, and playlists are now becoming a freaking, you know, it's a science now.
Yeah.
As much as it is an art with, like, the amount of money that's being poured into like Spotify's algorithm to like help curate your music. And like, you know, I mean, but people, I think, still do put a lot of effort into making their playlists, you know,
on these websites,
whether it be Spotify or YouTube, whatever.
People want to like have that track that flows to the next and that keeps you in that vibe. But, you know, it's not a, like, albums are kind of this, it's like a book, like it's a cohesive thing. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess, but isn't there a part of you too that's like, yeah, this is such a marketing move?
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's totally a marketing move, but it's a smart marketing. That's the thing about Drake. You can hate on the guy, but man, does he know how to how to determine the game, like how to market himself, how to brand himself, and actually, you know, put more power to him. You know, again, like, I mean, hip hop is all about that, really.
Yeah.
Again, it's about making a name for yourself and you being the one calling the shots, in a way.
Totally.
Like, he's embodying that. And now he's like he's doing it. I think this is a cooler move than him being like going with Apple Music or whatever. I'm just saying, like, this to me is like, okay, I get it what you're trying to do. And you, perhaps you're starting a trend that, you know, because sometimes you wait like years before an artist releases stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like an artist that you really love.
Yeah. And you just want that something, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, artists can be a bit like too perfectionist. Because, I mean, but fair enough, the artists that are truly great, of course they have to be perfectionists. That's how they kind of got so good in the first place, right? That's how they delivered like the killer material that they produced in the first place, right? But, you know, sometimes it's just like, it's like years before you hear from them.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear something. It doesn't have to be the most polished.
Exactly. And like, this kind of reminds me of, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly. And then after a little while that had been out, Untitled, Unmastered. Mm-hmm. Like, those were B-sides, essentially.
There were some really good tracks in there. Yeah. But definitely, like, it's not like, I mean, again,
I also shouldn't compare, like, Drake is nowhere near that level. Like,
of actual.
Yeah.
Lyricism and all that, like,
exactly.
That Kendrick has, but maybe arguably More Life is the album that, or the playlist that people will remember, because it apparently goes kind of all over the place in terms of its influences, and he's really picked up on the patois.
Oh yeah,
which John was just telling me during our break, was like, it's like a little bit cringy because it's like, yo, Drake, you're not, I mean, you're half black, but you're not like Jamaican, are you? Like.
And like, where
is
all
he
this...
half Jamaican? I don't know. To be fair,
yeah. I mean, I shouldn't. I don't think he is, but I probably shouldn't speculate.
Yeah.
But like, all the same, like, this wasn't anywhere in his earlier music.
Yeah, exactly. It just seems kind of, you know, disingenuous a bit.
Yeah,
but...
it kind of feels like he's biting like the style that's out there.
But at the same time, I was telling you, my counterpoint was, well, the freaking city of Toronto loves him. The black population, the Jamaican population do. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them dig Drake's music. So if they're fucking liking it and he's biting their style, then maybe it's not that much of an affront to them, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say what it is, whatever we like about it, but if the people who are the originators of it are cool with it, then maybe they should just take a chill pill.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard it, I've kind of heard it called like a whitewashed dance hall type of thing, which is like, yeah, maybe, right?
Maybe,
like,
maybe. That there's, I think there could be some truth to that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's obviously going to be filled with problems, but if it puts more people onto a different kind of music that maybe they wouldn't have come across, then maybe there's some good.
So so out of all these tracks in this playlist, what are we gonna choose?
Okay, so I think the tracks that have probably been getting the most attention are things like Free Smoke or Passion Fruit.
So let's do something a little different.
Right. So
we're all about that here.
Right. So I'm thinking, oh god, after just talking about this patois stuff and now I have to pronounce it. Gilchester? I don't want to like try and do it. This is weird.
I think it's Gilchester.
Gilchester.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually that. I'm just Gilchester. Sure, let's call it that.
Yeah, maybe he'll shout it out. But let's try this one.
Let's try this one, folks. It's a little bit of an experiment. I haven't heard this track yet. John gave it a quick listen and was like, I think I could dig this.
Like,
we wanted to rep our homeboy Drake. I mean, he's not actually our homeboy, but I mean our Canadian.
He's my homeboy. I feel comfortable saying that.
But our Canadian, you know, get some Canadian pride and, you know, play some little fresh, because this playlist was released like last week?
Yeah, something like
that.
Yeah,
it's real fresh. So, all right, let's hear Gilchester of More Life, a playlist by Drake.
Mm-hmm. years, like I do not know what permanent is. They want me gone, wait for the kicker. Bury me now and I only get bigger, that's word of my nigga. Yeah, October firm in the cut. Stay at the top like I'm stuck, that's just how I'm giving it up. She wanna get married tonight, but I can't take a knee cause I'm wearing all white. Me and my broski are twins, but we don't look alike. I don't take naps. Me and the money are way too attached to go and do that. Muscle relax. That in a split put me right on my back. I gotta unpack. Virginia black. I could go making no money off that and not even rap. What's that? Facts. Contract max, I gotta bring this shit back. Hermes link, ice blue mink. Tat on my ribs like I do not know what permanent is. They want me gone, out of the picture. Bury me now and I only get bigger, that's word of my. I'm so hot, yeah, I'm so right now. Who's not gang, bitch, let me find out. Keep hearing clicks when I'm talking on the iPhone. Fans in the city hate to see us on a high note. I switch flow like I switch time zone. Can't get no boo, but you can't get milestone. I gotta do mansion, cause I outgrew condo. Gotta do Maybach, she wanna fuck on the drive home. Yeah, met her once and I got through. I'm never washed, but I'm not new. I know I said top five, but I'm top two, and I'm not two, and I got one. Thought you had one, but it's not one, nigga, nah. Hermes link, ice blue mink. Tat on my ribs like I do not know what permanent is. They want me gone, wait for the kicker. Bury me now and I only get bigger, that's word of my nigga.
So that was Drake with Gal Chester off More Life, a playlist, not an album.
Yeah, make sure to remember, not an album.
Yeah, you might get shot if you call it an album.
Yo, I swear that's not an album, man. That's a playlist.
Oh, man. All right. I'm like thinking like that was okay. That was okay, yeah. You know.
I could see that being like on somewhere and it just being hype, but like. Like, what? There was no depth or, like, nuance.
No, definitely not. But I do, I think my main reason I like the song is just Drake being like, I take no naps. That was, like, literally a lie that he was like, just imagine him in an office, a studio, wherever, you know, studio, not an office. Drake.
Yo, ghostwriter, though.
Some ghostwriter. It's like, I've been working real hard these days. How do I tell the people that I've been working so hard? And again, it's just like, oh man, it's like part of my thing about Drake. It's like, this guy is so middle class. Like,
yeah.
And now, like, it's from the get-go, he's always been a bit middle class, you know, like a bit like, it's just like, you know, like there's people like Isaiah and Kendrick talking about some real shit that, especially Kendrick, who's like, yeah. You know, good kid, bad city, like some real shit's happening in Compton. And Drake's like, yeah, man, but I take no naps. I've been working so hard that I take no naps. And Kendrick's like, yo, my friend got shot.
Yeah, my friend got shot. It was fucked up. Like, I feel guilty about it. Some bad stuff. Oh,
and
man.
then you have Drake like, yeah, well, I take no naps, man. That's my struggle.
I get tired. I have to go to bed early.
Yeah, hear that reverberation. Hear that reverberation.
That was nice.
Oh, man. Well, so, you know, I'll have to give more of a listen to More Life, you know, to see if I like this idea of a playlist. And both John and I think, are still a little mixed about it. But
I got one more thing on this, too.
What? What's that?
You remember on K. Tronada's last album, he had that track with Anderson .Paak, Glowed Up?
Glowed Up. Yeah, of course.
So Drake has a Kanye feature on that More Life project called Glow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they're biting Glowed Up. I think Kanye says, like, something about getting glowed up. And oh. Is this like a phrase I just hadn't heard before?
Yeah, I'm not hip to it, so I think like that's exactly what the case be. Like okay. That it's just like a, yeah.
You know, recently I had a moment of, I think I'm too old for like, for some of the hip hop out there. Like I'm seeing some of these rappers and like, still kind of fucking with them to be honest. But yeah, it hits me off guard. I'm like, ooh, I feel like I'm too old. I don't get it.
What do you mean? Like, give me an example.
This is going to ruin all my credibility with this show.
Whatever.
I've been listening to Lil Boat by Lil Yachty.
Man. Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who just heard that and they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Wow, man. Like, they love Lil Yachty. Okay, for folks.
The kids love Lil Yachty, man. That's...
He has some catchy tracks, but man. Okay, out of all those like new rappers, I think, like or like new school of rap that's coming out these days, you know, Big Baby Dram, you know, mm-hmm. He's got some very catchy songs. I like to cha-cha.
Yeah, that yeah, one. And, broccoli that, and
broccoli. Yeah,
cute came out yep. Recent.
All like he's catchy. I'm not gonna lie. He's pretty catchy. Whether I'd say he's like necessarily the kind of shit I'd describe as amazing hip hop, but maybe not. But like you know, it's good. It's catchy. Yeah, it's fun. It's
maybe
fun music.
Yeah, maybe not everything has to be like.
Deep. Yeah. No, that's what I've started to realize. I used to be all about like, oh man, like hip hop is all about like that golden age sound, you know, mm-hmm. of 90s and having like a real deep lyrical, you know, output. But it nowadays I'm realizing, man, like hip hop has expanded to such a, you know, such a crazy level that it's like you really there's all kinds of things that can be called hip-hop legitimately.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like there's all sorts of like psychedelic hip-hop now. Yeah. There's like this kind of weird crazy movement going on. There's
some cool stuff. Okay, I actually wanted to play a track that's off a band that's, you know, coming up real good now thanks to NPR. They're called Tank and the Bangas. Have you heard of them, John?
No, I haven't.
Oh my
Tell
God.
Me some more.
Well, so you know, NPR does this thing called Tiny Desk Concert. Mm-hmm. Where they basically get, like, you know, an artist, a band, whatever, to come to NPR's offices and, like, literally perform, like, in a desk space. Like, they bring their instruments and they're crammed in this little desk space and they put on a show for the NPR staff. And NPR records it. NPR, by the way, National Public Radio down in the States. They record it and they put it up on YouTube. And this has been a hit. Like, they've been getting... you know, lots of cool new talent comes through and that you get to find out about and see. So, you know, if you ever want to see some cool new acts, check out Tiny Desk Concerts. That's how I found out about Tank and the Bangas. They had applied to be, you know, because there was basically a search for the next artist to be featured on Tiny Desk Concert. And then NPR picked them and put a video of them up. So, if you want to hear something that's completely different in terms of, I don't know, I can't really describe their sound. It's like, it's a live band. It's very, like, funky, jazzy, not jazzy, really. It's just, like, it's just soul, funk, hip-hop, even some electronic mixed in there. It's a good time. It's kind of like the internet, phony people vibes, if you know those bands.
With it already.
So... Let's give it a listen. I'm going to get to the spot where my favorite track by these people come up. It's a very lively, energetic track. So right here, Tank and the Bangas with the song Quick. This is from their NPR Tiny Desk Concert, so you're going to be hearing a live version. And it's coming at you right here on Soul Sandwich, 101.9 FM. Listen in.
this.
Down by the river where the green grass grow, when the sun be burning, burning hot. You take your penny house, don't nobody know where you go. Just know the block just got hot. When you see a trick, gotta be slick, gotta be quick, gotta get bigger. Got to. Ain't no telling what I'm going to do tonight. Man, I strode up in a room full
liquor and colors.
And then I grabbed somebody's groom that was
curious and flash.
And then I took him by the hand, I slipped
Ricky and his vodka.
Next thing that I know, man, he was reaching for his wallet.
I'm on the road.
I've been driving real fast with a tank full of gas, stolen cash.
On the radio.
It plays my song fast. In my past, my crash, play smart, take it slow.
Sipping on that scissor, I was leaning and riding.
Girl, my car steady's waving back that matrix with them sirens. I see him look a mile away. Start to slow. Man, that gas run out. Darn and blaze now. Should I get out? Girl, no. I gotta make a quick decision. My hand moved to that door. But I get a flashback of a recap of the night before lock.
Hi, don't you wanna ride? Don't you wanna fly? Don't you wanna pass out?
This is just like last week when
oh, man, I showed up in the room. It was full of liquor and color.
I was stumbling from my car. He must have noticed
I was flashed.
Then he followed me right in. He slipped a Mickey in my car. Then next thing that I know, man, I was leaning. He was driving, so
I gotta make a quick decision.
Gotta get out my feelings. See that money on the dance. So I crank that car up, ooh, it starts up now.
I'm hitting 60.
I see him looking a mile away. He likes my body.
Don't
see my face. I'm with some girls.
You gotta pay up. You gotta back is aching. Wrong to take my booty shake from left to right.
So that was Tank and the Bangas with the song Quick off their this was off the Tiny Desk concert at NPR. So you can check out that video on YouTube, and you just got to see the kind of energy they have live. And like, it's just infectious. They got such a great personality. They got great stage presence. And it's hard. Like I said, it was hard to describe the music there. John, what
yeah.
Like the genre blending there is just very unique. I've never quite heard anything quite like it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, our heads almost fell off there. We were like, you know, bopping so much.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Definitely, definitely. So I would recommend giving them, giving them a look. And, this is the crazy thing. They were picked out of over 6,000 entries to the Tiny Desk concert. Wow. So there's a lot of good talent out there, and they were the ones picked in this competition. So
yeah, well-deserved.
Well-deserved indeed. So we're going to end off tonight with one last tune. We got a tune by Princess Nokia. She is actually performing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret, so I thought might as well play a track by her. And in this track, it's also featuring Mickey Blanco, who I haven't heard much of. But wait, John, you seem to recognize that name.
I think Blanco was here in Vancouver at Fortune playing with a rapper by the name of Cakes Da Killa.
Oh, yeah.
On a tour. It's like a queer hip hop type of night, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've heard some tracks. It's cool. I don't know, but I don't have a lot to say. That's just a familiar name.
Well,
so.
I just heard, you know, I was doing a little looking up of Princess Nokia, and this track that she's featured on just sounded so fire that I thought, why not play it? Like, mm-hmm. It seems, it just seemed really cool. So let's do it. It's called Wish You Would. So this is featuring Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia, and that'll be our last track for this evening of Soul Sandwiches. This was the first long edition of Soul Sandwich, so, you know, hit us up in another couple weeks, and you'll get to hear us again from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
I love it. This is a great time slot for you guys.
Yes.
Hour and a half is a lot better.
It's a lot better, and I promise you, Ola will come back. He's not gone for good. This was just a hectic week for him, and, you know, it'll be the good old gang again. But, John, you were a great, substitute for Ola, just in terms of being able to keep the energy and the vibes going. So, you know, of course, you're always welcome, and
appreciate it. Always love being here.
Yeah, and let's end it off. So this is Wish You Would, Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia. Have a great weekend, folks. See you in 2 weeks. Peace. Oh, and I should just say one last thing, though. Thunderbird Radio is coming up. Thunderbird Radio from Hell. There's a dope band that's going to be playing live at CITR. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So now, peace.
I don't have a problem with nobody. This is what I was saying. If anybody got a problem with me, then we could get it popping. And this is what I was.
You got your own opinion of me. I cannot give a fuck.
Just wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Throw a mug, motherfucker. It's that bitch Blanco. Smooth cat, new jack, Luciano. I've been all around the world, stacking this paper. Hard body, every city, nigga. AC Slater. I'm the rock of Gibraltar. Been bitch about that. Niggas gonna rock when they hear this sound. Still gonna pop like a ratata. And these whole niggas shook, do the cha cha cha. Made 150K off a free mixtape. Wake up in my bed and that shit feel great. Young Jet said black, how you goons like that? Y'all's vendetta can sweater, I'm ahead of the bat. I was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, running Tina for Tito and all them Coney Island kings. Them uptown boys cooking push the work, but in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future, robots and androids. Girls named Droidika, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back